Friend to Friend. From an interview with Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, by Daniela Subieta. Keep pedaling. Ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. When I was 8, I learned to ride a bike. I'd gotten a beautiful blue bike for my birthday, and my dad and one of my older brothers taught me to ride. They would hang onto the back of the seat and run along with the bike, and then let go. I remember looking down from my bike and thinking, "Wow, I am so high off the ground." It was scary, but I soon learned that you have to keep moving if you want to keep your balance. You just have to keep pedaling. Life is like that, too. Everyone goes through hard times. Your family might move to a new place. Someone you love may be very ill. Life is sometimes uncertain, and you don't know what will happen. But just like when you're riding a bike, you have to keep moving forward to stay balanced. When you stop moving, you stop growing and progressing. To keep moving, you have to trust in Heavenly Father. As we trust in Him and keep His commandments, God will step in and make it all right, even if you can't see how things are going to turn out. How to keep pedaling. Draw a wheel and label each section with something you can do to keep moving forward. Here are some ideas. Remember who you are. You are a son or daughter of Heavenly Father. He cares about your life. Talk to Heavenly Father. Pray to Him every day for help, comfort, and peace. Then be still and listen for what He tells you through the Holy Ghost. Read your scriptures daily. You can feel the Spirit and find answers to your prayers. Serve people. Start by serving your family. Then look for ways to serve others. Look forward. Everyone makes mistakes. Remember that you can repent. After you do, you don't need to worry about it anymore. Then it's time to look forward with joy. End of the article. Keep pedaling. From an interview with Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, by Daniela Subieta, read by Jane Wise.